Tyler Perry, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Ricky. I appreciate it very much. This is very NPR.
Improv is a big part of your process on set. For the layperson, can you talk about the difference between shooting a movie scene and shooting an improv movie scene?
Well, shooting a movie scene is scripted word for word, dot for dot, period, comma. You know exactly what you're going to say. You know exactly where it's going at any moment. But the improv scenes, for me, it's scripted, but I allow the freedom to just let it roll. And some of the funniest things came up just, you know, out of just letting the camera roll when we're just talking off the top of our head like whole 1K. And then having to explain what that is. And, you know, just those moments were really, really great.
Well, for our adult audience, can you please explain the scene?
A whole 1K is very simple. This is for the adult audience. A whole 1K is simple. It's for all those women who didn't pay taxes because they was hoes. And they have their secret money on the side. So I have a whole one retirement plan.
So basically it's for people who, and it could be guys too, who didn't pay taxes on their money and they put it aside. It's called a whole 1K. It's a Madea-ism. Just
only Madea.
Only Madea, but a whole 1K. Yes.
And not everybody on set was a formally trained film actor. What was it like working with performers who aren't just film actors?
Those kids were great. You're talking about the YouTube and the social media influencers. They were really great. Yusuf Erekat, who has, I don't know, 40, 50 million views combined on YouTube. And you've got Lexi Panatera, who was twerking and has 68 million views. I wanted to, a younger audience, because my audience is growing older, so I wanted to invite a younger audience to get familiar with Madea as well. So I thought, you know, what better way to do it?
Georgia has a very generous film tax credit. Mm-hmm. How big a part of your decision to put down roots here is attributed to that tax credit?
I came before it. The very first tax credit that was given to me on House of Pain, because I was just determined that this was home for me. This is where I was going to be. And when the tax credit started and all this other production started coming, I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. What it has afforded and allowed me to do is not only, you know, buy Fort McPherson, but also to create thousands of jobs in a neighborhood in Southwest Atlanta that once the base left, it took all of the income with it out of the neighborhood and left it pretty destitute. So to have this moment to generate all of this income and help all of these people make income for themselves and train people in the neighborhood, it's all because of the tax credit. It's amazing.
So you've done so many different types of projects.
Yeah.
What is a kind of project that you would like to work on in the future that would be new for you, a new challenge?
I'm pretty content with where I am and what I'm doing. But, you know, I'd like to work with other directors like Fincher and Spielberg and just in the right capacity, in the right moments. I would love to do some things outside of my own work. But what I learned very early on is that you've got to be in the hands of the right director.
Tyler Perry, thank you so much.
That was 7 minutes already.
We went through every single question that I had
prepared.
There you go,
Ricky. There you go, Ricky. Hey, I'm no chump change over here. Thank you, darling. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, great to see you.
I appreciate it.